The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. I think even just hearing Jesus say these things is quite terrifying. How serious, how urgent is his task, how urgent his call, how urgent the need to respond to him. Jesus, who was trying to help the people of his day forego an impending crisis, they couldn't see that their own ambition was heading towards confrontation with one of the strongest military forces really that the world has ever known, comparatively. And Jesus is exhorting them to peace, and they're just not taking him up on the offer because it's their agenda. Right? It's their way. They have the answers. They know what they want. They know what they want. They know what their dreams are. They know what their lives are about. And they won't take Jesus' lead. Yeah, this is the challenge for us. That's the challenge for us. What is my life ultimately about? What are my dreams for my life? What are my aspirations? What do I want my life to look like? What do I want to accomplish? And does Jesus have a say? If he doesn't, what's the point? What's the point of showing up day after day? What's the point of saying that we follow him? Does he get a say in what our lives look like? And we'll just say, that's the surface level question. You're not going to want me to dig deeper on it, right? Because that's the surface level. And I'm just going to dig a little bit deeper. Not too much. It won't hurt too much, okay? This is scary, though. This is scary. Because we ate and drank in your company. You taught in our streets. And he will say, "I do not know where you're from. I do not know you." So it can't be this casual affiliation with Jesus that's going to save us. And I don't want to... Yeah, we can talk about saving in terms of our eternal destiny. Okay, that's fine. If you want to take that burden on this morning, then fine. Then it pushes us deeper into what Jesus wants to do today. Into what he wants to do in us and through us today. Because what is the narrow... the narrow gate, many will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. Strive to enter. So, do we think that as we go about our day-to-day, the Christian life just unfolds in front of us, or perhaps unrolls in front of us like a red carpet? We get to walk down it today. Yep, I'm Christian. Yep. Right? Yeah, you know what it is. Is Christian life a casual stroll? Is it a walk in the park? Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Martha. Everyone's... I want it to be. We can experience it that way. We can experience the joy of walking in God's presence. But we have to strive. We have to strive to enter through the narrow gate. Jesus is the narrow gate. Jesus is the narrow gate. And striving is conforming our lives to His. Do our lives look like Jesus's? Do our lives look like love? You know, I mean, you guys know how difficult love is. How much you have to try. You got to strive. And you don't get to sit back and say, yeah, it comes to me and I'll deal with it when that person shows up on my doorstep, right? That's not the way it works. To strive to love. That's where, like elsewhere in the scriptures, where Jesus basically says, you know, think of the worst person and do the best thing you can for them. Because that's Jesus. That's His life, and that's His life then flowing through us. So we got to start doing that again, my friends. We've got to start doing it today, right? Perhaps we can use this time in prayer where we submit our whole lives to Jesus the King and pledge to take His direction no matter where He leads us. Perhaps we can use this as an opportunity to come up with a resolution to love today. What is the resolution to love today that Jesus is forming in our hearts? Who is He calling us to reach out to? Who is He calling us to strive with? And this is work. This is work. But there's no better work than kingdom work. Because at the end of the day, if we submit ourselves to the work of Christ, if we allow Him to work in us and through us, then we can be assured of His company now and for ages unending.